Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of the program. Still plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. If you make them, you can bring up anything that you want at 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at Skype username lrn.fm. And, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of Free Talk Live with you tonight, Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
And going to get into a story about Detroit. It's a situation we've been following with some interest here on Free Talk Live to watch as one of the most populated cities has dropped.
Affluent.
Dropped precipitously in its population. It is down significantly. A lot of people are bailing out of Detroit, including the government. It's a particularly interesting study to watch Detroit because it's, you know, the question is being answered of what happens when the state is no longer around. And I think we were discussing this not too long ago on Free Talk Live where I had mentioned the Threat Management Center, excuse me, TMC, which is an organization that exists in the Detroit area. Pete Ayer from copblock.org has actually been out to meet one of the founders of the Threat Management Center.
Oh, yeah, he did a really great interview with the guy.
Yeah, it's something we've talked about previous to that on Free Talk Live as an alternative, something that has stepped in to kind of fill the service gap left by the police, who in a lot of areas of Detroit can't be found. If you want a police service in some areas of Detroit, you can only go during daylight hours to the police office. In fact, in a lot of cases in Detroit, they've shut off the street lights because they're just done providing you with any kind of services. But
the
yet
fire department won't respond to calls in certain areas.
Yet they still demand property taxes from folks. But really, the question is being answered to some extent. Well, you know, what is the market going to take over for these government services as we believe that it will? Well, yeah, the answer is yeah. As long as there's a demand for the product or service that the government is offering, there will be a demand in the marketplace, and somebody in search of a profit or some community-minded group who doesn't care about profit, somebody's going to step up and they're going to pick up the slack. And that's what this story is about from PolicyMike.com. It's called "This Is What Budget Cuts Have Done to Detroit, and It's Freaking Awesome." The language of budget cuts, austerity, and sequestration seems to dominate the media's landscape these days, instilling fear into Americans of vital government services being cut and chaos ensuing if governments aren't allowed to spend and borrow infinitely. Conservatives decry supposed cuts to the military-industrial complex, and liberals bemoan that without government welfare transfer programs, there would be social Darwinism. Senator Barbara Boxer even blamed the Benghazi scandal on, wait for it, budget cuts and the sequester.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what he said.
The thing that happened several months before the sequester.
Yeah.
Happened because of the sequester.
No need to pay attention to all these dates and details, Daryl.
The fact politics. That there was an unarmed security detail at Benghazi who allegedly, according to one eyewitness who survived, showed the protesters who had stormed into the embassy where the Americans were hiding, that happened because of the budget sequester.
Cuts. Yeah, budget cuts. Leaving aside the details on whether the U.S. budget is actually shrinking, one needs to look no further than the city of Detroit to find the spontaneous order, civic cooperation, and peaceful market forces that take over when government simply isn't around. Detroit is absolutely bankrupt. The city faces a cash shortfall of more than $100 million by June 30th. Long-term liabilities, including pensions, exceed $14 billion. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder wants to bail out Detroit's city government even further, and thanks to the financial situation of Detroit, emergency services like police and fire departments are being severely cut short. And this is one of their scare tactics for people is, if you don't pay the money we want, we're going to cut all the police, and then there's going to be killers all over the place on the streets.
That's what they basically did with the sequestration in Washington. I don't know what it was, but it was some percentage of a cut of a budget increase.
2%. It was a 2% cut of proposed budget increases.
Right. I mean, and this is what is bringing Washington to a halt, is a 2% cut. I mean, we can't not buy office furniture for 1 year, and that would take care of whatever the problem is.
I heard somebody describe the sequestration beautifully. Let's just suppose that there's a college professor somewhere who, instead of getting a 5% raise, only gets a 3% raise. You know, basically the same thing, you know, a 2% cut from a proposed increase. And he says, oh, well, I guess I have to sell my house and my kids can't go to college and I've got to get rid of both of my Mercedes, but I can still go on my cruise to the Bahamas next week because, you know, I still need all of the frivolous things in life, but
that's what it's like.
You know, sequestration's kicking in. I've got to go live in a cardboard box.
So the fire department's police are being cut back. 911, for instance, only taking calls during business hours in some areas. Homes have been abandoned, making parts of the city look like a ghost town. In fact, some people will point out that if you call the police in the right areas of Detroit, you're not going to get any kind of response.
Ever.
Don't you mean the wrong areas?
Well, yeah, depending on how you look at things. If our public servants are right and wouldn't dare lie and try to scare us, then chaos, anarchy, and lawlessness should reign in Detroit now, correct? Well, not exactly. Dale Brown and his organization, the Threat Management Center, and their website is threatmanagementcenter.com, TMC, have helped fill in the void left by the corrupt and incompetent city government. Brown started TMC in 1995 as a way to help his fellow Detroit citizens in the midst of a rise of home invasions and murders. While attempting to assist law enforcement, he found little but uninterested officers more concerned with extracting revenue through traffic tickets and terrorizing private homes with SWAT raids than protecting person and property. In an interview
sounds right to me.
With copblock.org, Brown explains how and why his private free market policing organization has been so successful. The key to effective protection and security is love, says Brown, not weapons, violence, or law. It sounds a bit corny, yes, but the results speak for themselves. Almost 20 years later, in Detroit's financial mess even more apparent, TMC now has a client base of about 1,000 private residences and over 500 businesses. Thanks to TMC's efficiency and profitability, they are also able to provide free or incredibly low-cost services to the poor as well. And what an amazing testament to how the marketplace can help people get the services that they want and at the same time help people who otherwise wouldn't be able to afford perhaps the top tier of service. Because you've seen this, we've seen the same thing in other areas. In the past, we talked about schools in India, these private schools that are offering service to very poor people for like a buck a month or something, you know, some ridiculously low price, like even in their economy, for sending people to school. And they're able to do that through just the goodness of the people that are running these schools.
But who would build the roads, Ian? Sure, you can educate a kid for a dollar, but how do you build a road?
I don't know if roads are addressed in this particular story, but I imagine people in search of a profit would figure that one out.
But in this circumstance, it's different than the private schools. In the private school circumstance, I don't think that the people, the educators are educating poor kids because they believe in educating kids. Whereas in this case, TMZ is motivated.
TMC,
is motivated to get the bad guys, even if the bad guys are bothering poor people, because the bad guys aren't going to stick around with the poor people for very long. Mm-hmm. What they do by getting, you know, going after these bad guys and protecting the poor people is they protect their wealthy clients too at the same time.
Okay, but it also looks nice when, you know, for public relations purposes, if you're helping the downtrodden.
Fine by me.
And that's why I think a lot of businesses will sign on with various charitable efforts, because it's good for their name. You know, if you feel like a local business has been helping poor people, maybe you'd be more likely to shop there. I think that's one of the reasons why these business owners do that. So going on here, thanks to TMC's efficiency, again, they're helping the poor as well. The reasons TMC has been so successful is they take the complete opposite approach that government agencies, in this case law enforcement, do. Brown's philosophy is that he would rather hire people who see violence as a last resort, and the handful of Detroit police officers who actually worked with Brown in the earliest years and have an interest in genuine protection now work for TMC. While governments threaten their citizens with compulsion, fines, and jail if they don't hand over their money, TMC's funding is voluntary and subject to the profit-loss test. If Brown doesn't provide his services that the customers want, he'll go out of business. And clearly, he's doing a good job, because he's been in business for almost 20 years now doing this independent protection service in Detroit. We'll continue with more about what's happening there. 855-453, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line, because it's not all about protection services or other interesting things springing up in the absence of the state. More on the way. You can take control here at Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. It's year 2523. There are colonies on people travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Five. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. Scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum5.com.
Attention men, failure in the bedroom is not an option. You never have to feel embarrassed or ashamed of your sexual performance ever again. Now you can dominate in the bedroom because we're about to give you a full-size supply of Bravado, an all-natural male enhancement capsule, absolutely risk-free. You can only get it if you call 1-800-936-9285. With Bravado, nothing will stand in your way. It's safe and guaranteed to deliver real results, fast and free of side effects. It will increase your libido, endurance, and improve your sexual performance fast. It'll skyrocket your confidence in the bedroom and give you and your partner a more satisfying experience. Anytime you get it on without Bravado, you're settling for less. To get a full-size supply of Bravado absolutely risk-free, you must call in the next 10 minutes while supplies last. 1-800-936-9285. If lines are busy, don't give up. Call again. That's a 30-day risk-free trial at 1-800-936-9285. 1-800-936-9285.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. FreezeDryGuy.com is having a 25% off sale on Mountain House cans, the world's finest freeze-dried food. With a 30-year shelf life, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. And today, it's 25% off only at FreezeDryGuy.com. Since 1970, FreezeDryGuy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. Go to FreezeDryGuy.com today for 25% off food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD. Today is what counts. Tomorrow may be too late.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And in some instances, you can join us in real life, like Mark, at the upcoming Freedom Fest.
That's right. I'm going to be at Freedom Fest representing Free Talk Live, doing some interviews. Hopefully, I'll be able to grab some interviews from some of the luminaries there, like Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laffer, John Stossel, Grover Norquist, and lots of others. July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Vegas. I'm expecting it to be a fantastic event. I have a really good time. Lots of people with lots of different opinions talking about, you know, their ideas of liberty. Go check it out at freedomfest.com. Get registered now. You don't want to miss your opportunity to get hotel rooms at Planet Hollywood, because it really stinks to not be at the venue. Freedomfest.com. Freedomfest.com.
Very good. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We'll continue with more on Detroit and what is happening there for alternatives to the state. Because when the state starts to cut back, some people are worried that nothing will fill its void except for chaos. Well, turns out actually what fills the void are people providing voluntary services, or services that are based on consent rather than coercion, which is what we're used to from the states.
The way I heard Tom Woods describe it one time is...
Detroit?
Well, not Detroit specifically, mm-hmm. but just removing government or something is akin to having a large rock in the middle of a stream. And all the water goes around the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you pull the rock out, people that think, oh, well, you know, if you get rid of government, then nobody will do this. And, you know, there won't be cops and there won't be roads and there won't be schools. It's akin to the water still going around where the rock was, despite the rock not being there.
Mm.
The water doesn't go around what's not there. You know, it goes through and something fills that void.
And that's what's happening. We're going to continue the story in moments, but we got Fred on the line first, who's in somewhat nearby Flint, Michigan, to Detroit. And I know Flint's not having a real good time economically either. Fred, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
yeah, in fact, when the people, the taxpayer electorate, voted down the Emergency Financial Management Act, 2 weeks later, Governor... Snyder, I'm trying to think of a real good name for this guy. Snyder Shyster implemented their own draconian replacement. But American Free Press has done in the past a feature on the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, which chronicles the revenues of government investments. All these municipal corporate investments have yielded tremendous revenues, and the only place it can be ascertained is in the Comprehensive Financial Report, which, you know, nobody that I've ever spoke with has ever heard of this. And when I confronted the local mayor, who happens to be a Rhodes graduate, you know, Rhodes Scholar grad, he played dumb about it. And also, I'm not a big fan of Mark Levin. I prefer to listen to you guys. But one time, a couple months ago, I accidentally tuned in, and Levin was critiquing the Supreme Court justices, and then out of frustration, he made this statement to the audience that he said, "I'm sure none of you are aware of the fact that one does not require law school credentials to become a judge." And so when I reviewed the U.S. Constitution, indeed there is no law school graduation.
No, a lot of judges are elected in a lot of places. Here in New Hampshire, that's not the case, and I think that's to our detriment to some extent because the governor appoints the judges here.
I like the thing that some states have where they appoint the judges, but then they have a retention vote.
Oh, really? So after the fact?
Yeah, so Pennsylvania, it's every 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So the judge gets appointed, then every 10 years there's a retention vote to where people get to decide, do we want to keep this guy?
The Comprehensive Annual Financial Report that you mentioned, Fred, is an interesting it's an interesting bit of information, and it's something I've looked into in the past. And it's true. I mean, each of these cities has these comprehensive annual financial reports. They are not the budget, as I understand it. Now, I'm no accountant, but there are people who are accountant types who have taken a look at this stuff. And basically, as I understand it, these CAFRs, as they are called, are essentially all of the assets and the monies and the investments that the government people have that it, you know, it's all in their portfolio, basically.
It's kind of off the books in the sense that they
have no budget.
They have no intention of using this to pay for whatever their plans are. They're going to extract that wealth from you.
Right. Yeah. And Fred, the one thing I would concern myself with in your call is that you cited the American Free Press. And I find them a questionable and a racist, possibly even a racist organization. I remember I was sent some issues of the American Free Press while I was in jail. And while normally I would appreciate having things to read, I detected a real racist overtone on that particular publication. And I wrote to the person who sent it to me, and I asked that person to remove me from that that subscription. And then the person got very upset at me for doing that. But I'd be very careful citing them as any kind of legitimate news source.
Well, in fact, guys, I originally heard this. There was a fellow, I wish you could have heard him, Bill Boucher, out of Cincinnati, who had on the weekends a program similar to yours, although it was called The Side Zone, but he covered the whole spectrum of subject matter. And it was this guy, Walter Burian, who originally called in. He used to be in the government, I think, as an accountant.
Yeah, Burian is the big guy on this particular issue, and I feel like we might have talked to him at one point in the past on Free Talk Live.
Jeez,
but
I don't remember him.
This is a guy who's like the go-to guy on this issue of these comprehensive annual financial reports. So they're not off the books in that you can go and get it. Like if you want to go to
you've gotten the one for Keen.
Right. If you want to go to your local town and ask them for this, they will show it to you. And some have said that this is one of the jobs of a city manager, is that they're actually managing the funds of the city. They're managing this money and all these investments that they have. And some of these investments they are hoping to use to pay down, things like pensions and stuff like that in the future, as I understand it. But who knows what they're using that money for? It's not on the budget. And when the cities complain about, oh, we don't have enough money in the budget, well, they're not talking about, they're only talking about what's in the budget. They're not talking about what they have over in these other accounts and these other assets that they're basically just sitting on for investment purposes. It's pretty fascinating stuff. And Fred, thanks for bringing it to the table tonight. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line.
I think a lot of Americans would be really surprised to find out that there's, you know, this money that governments have, a lot of money that they have sort of access to and just don't tell you about.
Yep, that's right. 855-450-FREE. So, yeah, on one hand, they make it look like they're so poor and they're just barely scraping by. But on the other hand, if you actually look at this comprehensive annual financial report, you'll find that they might have, you know, depending on what you're looking at, if it's a state government, they'll have billions of dollars worth of investments. If it's a local government, millions. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can take control of the airwaves and more about what's happening in Detroit. Still to come here on Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. More to come still on what's happening in Detroit as market forces fill the gaps left by the state as it has pulled back budget cuts and the like, resulting in fewer services available. As though anyone would have wanted the government services in the first place. Now you actually can choose some private alternatives. We'll continue with that discussion and take your calls about what you want at 855-453. Plus, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go and get interactive on the bulletin board system at bbs.freetalklive.com. It is one of the many features that's available to you for free at freetalklive.com.
Gas prices have really risen in like the last 10 or 15 years, and it's added a lot of cost to products, and it's been a big burden on families. If you could reduce your gas budget line by 10 to 20% with just a little extra work, would you be willing to do it?
Hmm.
There's a product called XFT, and I've been using that product in my cars for something like 8 or 9 months now. And it has, depending on the vehicle, how new they are, that kind of thing, between 10 and 15, about 15% on one vehicle and up to 20 in some cases, XFT will save you on your gas consumption. There's a little extra work. You've got to pour a little something into the tank in order to have a savings there. It doesn't get mixed in. You know, you got to mix it in yourself. But it's great. You just go to xft.freetalklive.com. You can improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, reduce emissions. It works. It's worked for me. I swear by it. All you need is a funnel and XFT. xft.freetalklive.com.
Let's go to Robert. He's listening in Bellows Falls, Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I just want to first start off by saying that would like to send out my condolences to the firefighters that we lost, a couple of days ago or a day or so ago. It's an awful thing to happen. But I had my reason why I did call is I had a question I wanted to ask you guys.
Sure.
I've been following what's been going on with the Robin Hooders, and I think it's what they're doing is a fantastic job. But I wondered, you guys had one or more of you guys had run for different positions with the city, like such a city council and stuff like that. I wondered maybe if you guys would maybe run for something else, like, for instance, maybe the mayor. Or, you know,
yep, I may actually run for mayor this year, as a matter of fact.
It's actually funny you ask that, because one of the local petty bureaucrats...
one of the aggressors in town, Fred Parcells.
He's actually, from what we understand, considering running for mayor.
Rumor has it. I've heard the rumor in two different places now.
Yeah, so...
I'm thinking that, you know, I've watched Daryl do a lot, you know, a lot of his speeches and stuff like that. I've seen him on here quite a bit. My quarter says that he would make a better mayor, or even that a better county attorney.
I don't have a problem if Daryl wants to run for mayor instead of me. I think somebody needs to run against Fred Parcells. I'm not sold on it.
Don't worry, somebody will run against Fred Parcells.
I mean, somebody from the Liberty community. Obviously, someone else is probably going to run in the race. I mean, we don't know if the current mayor is going to seek re-election or not. But I actually did try to run for mayor back in 2011 in Keene, New Hampshire, by the way. Like in all places in New Hampshire, as I understand it, there's two-year terms. And the, at least for mayors and most city councilor positions, I attempted to run for mayor from within jail. And the problem I encountered was that even though the people at the office of the clerk of the city know who I am, they still wouldn't accept my form for candidacy because I couldn't get my name notarized. The notary at the jail refused to notarize my name as Ian Freeman, even though that's what I'm registered to vote under. I'm registered to vote under the name Ian Freeman. They wouldn't notarize that name in the jail. Whereas if I had been able to walk in physically to the clerk's office, it would have been no problem registering for this. So they were throwing up roadblocks to prevent me from running for mayor in that particular election. So I've yet to actually successfully put my name in for a mayoral election, but it may happen this year.
Have you run for city council in the past?
Yes. Yeah. And, well, actually, have I? I don't know. Maybe I haven't. I think I've tried to run for city council, but the time I tried, they bumped me out because once I tried to run as Ian Nobody Bernard, and they wouldn't accept my middle name, the little quoted name.
Nickname.
Yeah, the nickname. They wouldn't
accept that. New Hampshire allows nicknames, correct?
But they can disallow any nickname anytime they want for any arbitrary reason they want. So,
hey, guys, thanks a lot.
Hey, thanks, Robert. Appreciate the call. So,
bored, Robert.
One of the reasons why they refused to allow that name was because I hadn't used it for long enough. But then I'd asked them a follow-up question. Well, if I'd used it for 5 years, then would you accept it? And then they said, well, no, we wouldn't accept that either at that point. So, because it's just they don't believe it's an appropriate nickname, I guess. Yeah, they probably wouldn't let you run with Daryl F.U. Perry either, right? So they can arbitrarily determine whether or not you can use those things. So, back to Detroit, policymike.com. We're talking about TMC, the Threat Management Center, and how they, for the last almost 20 years, have been providing Detroiters with protection services, a variety of different means, all the way from low-cost services for the poor and, you know, all the way up to business-level, kind of business-class services. They have over 500 businesses and over 1,000 private residences that are in their client base. And the owner of the business, Mr. Brown, his name Dale Brown, is not interested in no-knock paramilitary SWAT raids, officer safety as his highest priority, bloated union pensions, or harassing people for what they have in their bloodstream. TMC works with its customers on the prevention of crime, as well as rather than just showing up after the fact to take notes like historians. The Heroic Brown and TMC are a great example of how the market and civil society can and do provide services traditionally associated with the state far better, cheaper, and in more in tune with people's wants and needs.
I would love to hear how they go about preventing crime, because this is truly the state is not incentivized in any way, shape, or form to prevent crime. But a business that is, you know, the customers are paying them to provide them with security isn't going to do very well if their customers continue to have the same level of security breaches that the government can provide them with for free. So they need to provide a higher level of security, and really a good way to do that is to prevent crime. I just wonder how they go about doing it.
I bet you if you called up TMC, they might give you some sort of a rundown.
I believe that I have a good idea by having a very visible presence
neighborhood watch groups are effective at this, right? This is like a classic way of a very affordable way, a voluntary way of providing.
Presences cost money. I'm just wondering.
Neighborhood watch groups tend to do it for free, though. So then you get a presence without spending anything, except your time.
One would think that TMC is paying guards or some form of security or something to go around and make regular routine rounds through the various neighborhoods.
Sure. And if people are calling to report things and they're actually getting response from TMC as opposed to being ignored by the police, that could also help things as well.
Yes.
But that would be a good question for somebody that actually works for them. Going on, he says, this is the author here, I says, I always believed policing, protection, and security are far too important to be run by the state, especially in an age of militarized stormtroopers, and Brown is helping to show why. But law enforcement isn't the only essential government service that the private sector is taking over and flourishing in Detroit. The Detroit Bus Company, the DBC, is a private bus service that began last year and truly shows a stark contrast in how the market and government operates. And this one I haven't heard about. Founded by 25-year-old Andy DiDerossi, the company avoids the traditionally stuffy, cagey government buses and uses beautiful vehicles with graffiti-laden exterior designs that match the heart of the Motor City. There are no standard bus routes. A live tracking app, a call, or a text is all you need to get picked up in one of their buses run by soy-based biofuel.
Nice.
All the buses feature Wi-Fi, music, and you can even drink your own alcohol on board.
Yes!
That is killer. The payment system is, of course, far cheaper and fairer. More coming up on what some of these alternatives are in Detroit that are cropping up as the government continues to fail at providing them. The market will succeed. As long as business owners feel safe entering into these markets, they will do it. The problem is, whenever the government's around, business owners don't feel safe entering into these places because the government doesn't like competition, and they'll frequently target those businesses that intend to compete with them. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain, but enough time for you if you call now at 855-450-FREE. We're talking about Detroit and the fall of a city, the city's government at least. City itself, you know, the physical land, you know, it's still there. Although some of it's pretty
decrepit. A lot of buildings are in pretty bad shape.
Yeah. Well, that's because people have literally abandoned the place. Their property values plummeted, and they just decided they would have a better life somewhere else. So literally hundreds of thousands of human beings have left the city of Detroit. We'll continue here in a few moments.
If you're looking to get some gold or silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. It's the best way to get the lowest prices on gold and silver available to you. We've teamed up with Midas Resources to bring you some great hand-picked gold and silver choices there, including the Ludwig von Mises Silver Round, better known as the Mises Pieces, the Walking Liberty Halves, British Sovereigns, 20 francs. There's also the Valcambi 50-gram gold bar, which is scored so that you can break off 1 gram pieces. It's a great way that if you want to do business in gold or silver, that you can have this on hand, or if you just like it as a collection, because I like it for that reason. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
So I'm going to continue here and just wrap this story out, and then we'll go to your calls at 855-450-FREE. It's from policymike.com, and it's about these alternatives to governments that have been springing up in the Detroit area because the government is failing. And it's just bailing out. It's just quitting. They're just calling it a day, and the police are cutting back services, and the bus company, or excuse me, the bus lines are apparently just being terrible. So somebody has stepped in to provide protection services, the Threat Management Center, and also the Detroit Bus Company started up last year, DBC. Their website is, I don't know what that is, but there's another article here about them. So you can Google that, Detroit Bus Company. And the author here is really impressed. Like, these buses are nice. They're Wi-Fi, there's music, you can even drink your own alcohol. It's BYOB on board the bus, which is absolutely amazing. And they say the payment system is cheaper and more fair than the local bus or the city bus line. And the author says here, comparing this company's bus service to, say, my local San Francisco Muni transit experience is like comparing the services of local free-range organic farms in the Bay Area to the Soviet bread lines. Not surprisingly, the city government, which has no time to protect its citizens, does manage to find the time to harass peaceful people in this spontaneous market order. Charles Molnar and a couple of other students from the Detroit Enterprise Academy wanted to help make benches for the city's bus stops, where long waits are the norm, equipped with bookshelves to hold reading material. Well, the Detroit Department of Transportation officials quickly said the bench was unapproved and had it taken down. Silly citizens, don't you know only governments can provide these services? And I think that's an example of why it is you don't see market alternatives to a lot of these government services is because they'll be targeted. I mean, these guys just wanted to make a nice bench for somebody where they could put some reading materials so people could sit and enjoy their wait for the awful city bus. But no, that's illegal.
Not
we're going to take it down. And you know what? If you put another one up, we're going to charge you with some sort of obstructing government administration because you know there was a threat involved there as well. But not the TMC and DBC are just two of the larger, more visible examples of the market and voluntary human cooperation that are reigning in Detroit. Food rebels are running local community gardens and are an alternative to big agriculture and government-subsidized factory farms. Private parking garages are even popping up. Detroit residents are using Lockean homesteading principles to repurpose land amongst the rubble of the Fed-induced housing bubble. Community events like beer gardens and large civic dining gatherings with no permits or licenses are being organized privately, and even Detroit's artists are beginning to reflect this anarchic, peaceful movement in their artwork. Detroit city government may be in shambles financially, but the citizens of Detroit are showing what happens when people are given their liberty back. For centuries, libertarians have been arguing for strict limits on state power and the benefits of private civic society and the bottom-up spontaneous order that arises when free markets and voluntary interactions dominate. Perhaps we shouldn't be so scared and sickened with political Stockholm syndrome the next time politicos fearmonger over budget cuts.
That's it. The Free Detroit Project. Everybody just needs to move to Detroit and then have Detroit secede from Michigan.
It's a better argument than a lot of the move here projects. I mean, because you actually are seeing in Detroit the market provide services that some people say couldn't be done by the market. Jill is on the line in Ithaca, although I still don't agree with the strategy of moving to a big city like that. I think having a small population is critical to having
activists. There's fewer people that live in Detroit than live in New Hampshire.
That's true. That's true. But people like the idea of moving to New Hampshire because you get choices in the places you would like to move.
You've got choices in different neighborhoods of Detroit. The bad neighborhood or the worst neighborhood.
Let's go to Jill. She's in Ithaca. Jill, you're on Free Talk Live. I'll stick with New Hampshire because we've got over 1,000 Liberty Lovers who are already here and over 14,000 pledged to move. Jill, what's on your mind tonight?
Hi. Well, I agree with you guys about a lot of stuff like Cop Watch and definitely anti-war. I've been on enough marches over my lifetime about that. Mm-hmm. But I don't always think privatization is the way to go either. Look at people have their houses burned down while the fire department, a private fire department, watched because those people did not pay their dues.
Actually, that wasn't a private fire department. That was a government-run fire department.
You're talking about the Tennessee story?
Yes. That was a government-run fire department that had member dues, and the guy offered to pay whatever it cost to save the house, and they said no. A private company, on the other hand, would have started negotiating. Because they wanted to make a private company would want to make money.
Well, I agree with Jill. I don't think privatization is the right answer. I think that generally when you have privatization, you have a one-size-fits-all solution that is forced upon everybody through the auspices of the state. So, for instance, if you're privatizing some state service, it's usually handed over to some corporate buddy of somebody that's already in the state.
It's a government-granted monopoly to somebody.
And regulations. I mean, we need regulations. Look at that horrible fire in West Texas with that fertilizer plant because the people weren't following regulations. I mean, that thing was right in their schools, and it was horrible. So, I don't know what the answer is.
We did have regulations. Don't you understand, Jill? There were regulations in play right there, and they didn't follow them. So the regulations didn't do anything.
Have to follow them, right?
But you could write all the things you want down on paper, and people will do whatever they do. If their insurance company that insured them was responsible for paying for all that, all the damage, they would be the ones that would most likely put whatever sort of restrictions would be put on that company. They're the ones that are most involved. To have the government come with these sort of third party regulations puts in a lot of inefficiencies in the equation.
Well, and a lot of the time you look at, and I don't know what happened with the insurance company in Texas, but I know that with the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico, they were limited in their liability for the cleanup by government regulations, by the state.
Yes, so, the government instituted the cap on what an oil company would be forced to pay, after the Exxon Valdez.
Here's what I would suggest, Jill. Instead of privatization, let's look at marketizing things. Let's look at opening up these different government services to the market for competition rather than just having some one, you know, government-friendly corporation take over
here's
whatever
the
issue
United
is.
States Post Office.
So there's marketization instead of privatization.
But the post office, you know that the Republicans passed a law to make those people pay 75 years in advance for health care and other benefits. That's ridiculous.
More ridiculous than that
is paying the same thing to send a letter across town as you send it to send it across a nation. That's ridiculous.
Well, what's ridiculous is I would go to jail if I attempted to deliver mail within the city of Keene, New Hampshire. I would go to jail
for
competing with the post office.
Yeah, what's ridiculous is that you can't compete with them.
No, there's FedEx and UPS. They compete.
You cannot send a first-class letter through FedEx or UPS. Right. You can only send third-class
There's
mail.
A reason why FedEx and UPS don't offer services for less than a dollar, and that's because they're prohibited by law from doing so because it would be competing with the Postal Service, and they are not allowed to do that.
The reason they want to get rid of the post office is because they're the biggest union in the country, and the powers that be don't like that, and they don't like power to the people, so to speak, through
Who
unions.
Wants to get rid
I mean,
of the post office?
What?
Who? You're saying someone wants to get rid of the post office. Who wants to get rid of the post office?
The Republicans.
Who?
They're the ones that published that. And I'm not, you know, I'm
they're
not saying...
They're funding it. The
Republicans
are funding
love
it.
The post office.
Yeah, I just don't see that. It looks...
Not when they passed that, they didn't.
No, Jill, I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure about that. It seems to me like the Republicans and the Democrats are both in favor of the post office based on the statements that I've seen in the press.
No.
But either way, I think that we need to turn the post office loose and cut them away from the government and let them compete in the marketplace.
They're losing, $9 billion a year?
Yeah, just like everybody else, because I don't want to be forced to pay for mail services that I don't use. But I wish we could talk to you more about it. Call us another night, Jill, and we can discuss further because we're out of time. For this evening, it has been Ian here with you,
Daryl,
and Mark. Don't forget to check out Daryl's website, which is fpp.cc, and we'll see you tomorrow, freetalklive.com. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.